options here. So we don't necessarily have our mindset on one or the other. But we do want whatever that system is to be posted in a predominant place, kind of like your health permits are posted right now. So I just wanted you all to be aware that that is certainly out there right now, and we do encourage you, if you have any feedback on that or anything you want us to look at specifically, don't hesitate to let us know, because we're just in that research phase of it right now. So we've had specifically two jurisdictions have asked us for this, and so for us, it makes the most sense to see if we can do this on a county level, which is what we would like to do. So please give us your feedback on that. We would really appreciate it. And, of course, if you have any questions now, I'm open to that sort of conversation, too. So a big news for us, we did just get reaccredited through the Missouri Institute of Community Health, and that's a voluntary accreditation that is open to local health departments. And so we have been MIHCH accredited for many years, so they've revamped the process and actually asked us to pilot their new standards. So we passed that with flying colors. We did really well, and so we're very proud to say that we're continue to be MIHCH accredited. We also just are partnering in a grant that was received, so we will be the fiscal agent for this grant. It's through the Missouri Foundation of Health, and it's for actually the census. So we're partnering with the local Census Count Committee, and then also with the local Ozarks Wellness Network Coalition. And so the goal of that is to help spread the word and promote the census and reach out to those that, you know, as the ladies from the library mentioned earlier, may not have access to internet, and those that are considered to be populations that might not be able to access it as easily. So stay tuned for some information on that, but we will be helping spread that that message from the census and make sure we help get that word out to our communities. We also just received the 2020 grant through the Senior Tax Board to continue our shingles vaccine program. So through that grant, we're able to provide shingles vaccinations to our seniors in Taney County. Now, of note, there is still a shortage nationwide on that vaccine, so we order as many doses as we can get. So we do have a waiting list. And if, we do encourage people that if they want to participate in that program, to give us a call. We'll get them on that list. And then as soon as we get the vaccine in, we'll get them vaccinated as quickly as we can. Just a quick update on flu. As of last Wednesday, we had seen 3 confirmed cases in Taney County. So despite the fact that we've only seen 3 cases, we are getting a lot of reports of flu-like illnesses, which means people are not going to their physician, getting tested and getting the appropriate care there. So we suspect it's out there. We just don't have very many confirmed cases right now.
Can I ask,
sure,
what are the symptoms on that?
So symptoms of flu, they are typically things like fevers, aches, usually respiratory symptoms, so cough, cold-like symptoms. There is medication you can get through your physician's office, so we do encourage everybody, if you're feeling sick, go get checked out so we can get those confirmed, and if it's appropriate for treatment, you can get that taken care of. And then obviously our big message is prevention, so if you're sick, stay home, get your flu vaccine. Obviously hand washing, those sorts of things are what we're really pushing out in the public right now. So, and we do still have flu vaccine on hand, so anybody's welcome to come into our office, give us a call, and we'll get you scheduled for a flu vaccine. And then also of note is that we do, we've had a little bit of turnover, which is typical for organizations. So we're replacing a couple of positions, one of our environmental health inspectors, and then also a WIC nutritionist. So we're in the process of hiring or interviewing for those 2 positions. We're also in the process of hiring for a program manager, which will take the place of some of the programs that I managed prior to becoming the director. So I'll be handing off some responsibilities, and we hope to announce that person in the very near future.
On your shingles, isn't that a 2-shot?
2 doses. Mm-hmm.
2 doses. So Yep. They're already having a shortage on the first dose.
There is. It's the same vaccine. It's just a second dose of that. And so there's a nationwide shortage. And because we are not a large entity, we are not able to purchase as many as some of the larger, you know, pharmacies and those sorts of nature. So we do have a waiting list, but we get people in as quickly as we can. And every time we get a shipment, we order the next shipment so we can just keep that, in stock as best we can. But there is quite the list. It's a very popular vaccination in our community, and we do get a lot of people that are on that list. I want to say it's a lengthy list, but as soon as we get it, we call and get them in as quickly as we can. So,
If you got the first one and you're not aware, you're going to have another one.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I was told something like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you don't get the other one?
So because it's a new vaccine, there's not a ton of information on that, but our understanding is that it's the best clinical practice to give 2 doses. And so we do encourage people either to give us a call, get back on the list. If you've received a dose from us, we are holding those second doses. So that is kind of our process in moving forward. That was a recent decision that we made about a month ago. So if you visited us and you need that second dose, give us a call and we'll get you either rescheduled or make sure we get you in line for that next dose pretty quickly.
You mentioned a grant. I didn't catch. Did you say from the senior board?
Sure, the senior tax board. So we submitted an application to the senior tax board. We do that every year.
Mm-hmm.
And they typically, over the last, historically, have funded our shingles vaccine program. And so it's through that program that we're able to offer that at a low cost or free.
And they have requirements that they have to meet in order to mm-hmm. give those funds
sure.
out.
Sure, because we do want to be, you know, responsible with those funds. If you have insurance, we try to run it through an insurance first, and then whatever's not covered, we'll pick up. So.
Sorry, I'm smiling because I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, I want to make it clear.
The grant that you mentioned before, that you received that
sure.
before the senior.
Sure, the Missouri Foundation for Health. It is a grant to aid with the census count efforts, and so we are partnering with the Complete Count Committee. We've partnered with the Ozarks Wellness Network, and of course the Ozark Wellness Network and that committee have other organizations that are involved. And so we are going to be, and I apologize, my staff are the ones that are the point on that. Mm-hmm. So we'll be looking at helping spread that message and get the information out to those that may not have access to that. We're still learning as we go. I think there's still some information yet to come out regarding the census and what we can and cannot do. So we do, through that grant, have I believe a person that can kind of be the feet on the ground and help spread that word and work with people that are not, maybe have not has as much access as we would like them to have, or populations that maybe don't have as much access.
But we don't know exactly what that's going to look like.
Not at this moment, no.
And I think it's very important that every resident in the state of Missouri, Taney County, know how important it is to fill that out, because it controls what kind of funds we get, mm-hmm. what kind of representation we get, and last census, we lost one mm-hmm. representation because of it. So I think it's very important that maybe the people didn't realize, and I hope we can count on our media to help with that, too.
Absolutely. That's part of our message, is just the importance and everything that is linked to that that people don't always acknowledge mm-hmm. and know about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very much part of the messaging. Any
Thank
questions
you.
For me? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be careful.
Stay well.
Have a good Christmas.
Yeah, likewise.
Okay. I guess we're going to recess upstairs for budget discussions.
I thought I felt like my mic down here, but I wasn't doing anything. Where it was coming from.